We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
It's been a massive week on the Rush Hour this week with Dale Thomas, a special guest host, alongside our man, Bill Brownless. So we've got an extra special jam-packed Sunday session for you today, which includes Bill breaking some news, which no one thought was ever possible. We're going to chat to Brad Haddon, who's a part of Triple M Cricket's massive call team for the Ashes this summer as we bring you every single ball. We've got a massive idiot file for you as well, full of Bill's cock-ups. Bill's also got a very, very poor joke and... Before all that, we're going to chat to our man, bronze medalist boomer, Chris Golding. It's the Rush Hour Sunday session on Triple M.
The NBL season is only weeks away as Melbourne United will try to defend their title.
Melbourne United are the NBL 21 champions.
And when we talk hoops, we talk to this man, who's now an Olympic bronze medalist as well.
Nathan Sobey's down there in one of the rooms, and I think he put it on last night, and he sent me a text. He said... Does your medal smell like beer?
Please welcome Chris Golding.
Yes, Chris Golding, welcome to the Rush Hour, buddy. Firstly, have you recovered from those celebrations that you took part in after winning bronze?
I certainly have. My skin folds haven't, Dale, but that's why we're back in pre-season and we worry about that over the next few weeks.
Have you had a chance, Goldie, to sit down as a team since you've been back here and have a look at it and a quiet drink?
No, because like literally 2 days after, we had to be out of the village, we had to be out of Japan, and everyone just went their separate ways. We split. Some of the boys went to America to start the NBA season. A few of us came back here and then split up throughout the country and have settled back into our NBL team. So we haven't had a chance. It'll probably be a few years before we get a chance to have everyone there together.
Now the dust has settled on that a bit, what's the reception been like from the general public?
It's been unreal, mate. Like, it meant so much to us as the boomers because, you know, we wanted to do something that had never been done. But I think now that you get back and you visit different parts of the country, I've been up in Brisbane recently and, you know, seeing family members, friends, other people within the sporting community or the basketball community, just realizing how much it meant to them as well, has actually been probably the coolest part of it all. You know, everyone wants to see the medal. They talk about how they were on the edge of their seat and they followed the game as if they were there. And that's been a really cool thing, seeing how much it's meant to everyone else.
And of course, we start. When does preseason start? You got some preseason games coming up for Melbourne United?
Yeah, we're just waiting to lock in the exact dates. But the New South Wales teams will be coming down to Victoria. We're going to play some games and then we'll flip the script. We'll go up there for a few days and play a couple more just until, you know, it gets closer to the season and those state borders start opening up. So we're going to hang out, spend a bit of time with our New South Wales counterparts.
The Illawarra boys putting together a nice roster. So are you guys. A signing of Matty Dellavedova through the off-season. I was actually forced to say that name as Bill refused to.
And who's the other good player they got from Nigeria?
Not sure.
Caleb Agata, mate.
Agata.
Now is how are those boys going?
They're going well. Have you had Deli in the studio? Oh, well, you probably can't do in studio, but I'm sure you'll get Deli on the program, Bill. You'll have a lot of fun with him, asking him about his experience overseas. And Caleb's another great young talent who's plied his trade overseas for the last couple of years, and we're excited what he can bring to the table. He was at the Olympics with Nigeria as well, so he brings a lot of experience for a young guy.
And what can we expect from you guys this season? You obviously, the season opener is on Sunday, the 5th of December against the Sydney Kings. Then you get your first home game a week later on Sunday, the 12th of December.
Back to back.
Back to back. What's it looking like for you guys this season?
Yeah, we got a really good group, Daisy. Hard-working guys. We got some veterans. We got some young guys. We got a great mix. And, you know, we won it last year, so we want to do it again. But in the NBL, you always just got to focus on giving yourself the best chance. And by doing that is to, you know, make the playoffs and try and get as high a seeding as you can. So the one thing I am looking forward to is hopefully playing back in front of crowds.
Yes.
When Yeah, when John Cain Arena is full, it's jumping. We've got the best atmosphere in the league, the best crowd in the league, and I want to get back in front of that. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
And Hutchie will be there. He'll have his seat there or two.
Hutchie is no longer part of the ownership group of Melbourne United. He bought the Perth Wildcats.
Oh, so he's out of the United and bought the Wildcats.
Hutchie's the enemy now. Oh. He's the major. His company's the major shareholder.
Wow. Of
Perth Wildcats.
Well, he can get stuff there. We're not so. Oh, geez, I didn't know that. Hey, now the membership details, because we want everyone to join up and follow the mighty Melbourne United.
And melbourneunited.com.au if you want to follow.
But tell them how they do United. It's a bit tricky.
Well, it's Melbourne
UTD.
UTD, yeah.
Melbourneutd.com.au.
That's it. Well done. Well done. Good work, Goldie, and we'll keep in touch.
Tricky for some, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was a bit chubby as a kid, Jim.
A bit more standard.
I had dyslexic. Huh? What about Campbell Brown on his podcast? Now, what's going on here? What's he let go?
Well, he can tell the story and then we'll come back to it.
They're at this club, level 3. Doggies are level 2. Remember, they hate each other. They're hanging over the rails, giving it to the Doggies boys, right? Getting real heated, real personal. You come down, we'll come up, right? We're going to fight
you. Halfway.
We'll meet you halfway, right? And it would have been unbelievable. Imagine that. Like the two players, teams that played in the grand final on the Saturday, punching on at a club on a Monday. It didn't come to blows because a player from Melbourne and a player from the Western Bulldogs that are best mates, used to live together, may still do, they met halfway between level 2 and level 3, right, safe ground, and negotiated a peace treaty.
So that is Campbell Brown speaking of tensions between the Western Bulldogs players and the Melbourne players at a Perth Knights club night spot only days after the grand final. And
No
from you, Fat?
Not from me, because we all love Campbell, right? One of the greats out there, and if you want to have a frothy, go with the dog. But I think he's added a bit of mayo here, because I have it on good authority, Daisy, and I have spoken, and Ramsey will confirm this, to someone who was actually there at the nightclub. Might be mixed up with one of the teams, okay?
Yes.
So he was there, and he said nothing like that really happened. The only thing that really happened was Melbourne came in, the Doggies were there, and that's true on different levels. But Melbourne, of course, who won the grand final, all of a sudden, and Melbourne didn't ask for this, the club put on Melbourne theme song.
Oh, okay, so there was a bit of a...
So then the Doggies going, oh, what's going on there? But then 5 minutes later, they played the Western Bulldogs theme song. So that was okay. And then later in the night, both teams were seen mingling and having a drink together.
Okay, so don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. A little bit of that one going on?
I think so. Is that right, Rabs? Have I summed it up?
That's exactly what we heard just before.
From someone who was there.
Okay.
But luckily enough...
So you're willing to go and scrap Campbell Brown in the streets and...
Well, I'll take him on. He's only a little... I know he's a fighter, but fair dinkum, I'd just give him one to the guts and I'd lose my fist. But luckily enough, I went and saw his old man, Mel.
Oh,
and
yes.
I caught up with Mel and... And I said, have you spoken to your son, Mel?
No, I haven't. And can you go and get to get out of my life and out of my property and ring up and make a time like every other son's got any manners, okay?
Oh,
that's a good get by you.
I know.
He wasn't too happy to see you there, Bill. It sounds like.
Well, I was in his garage. Yeah. I shouldn't have probably been there. I should have just been out in the gutter.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing tonight, by the way?
Oh, a couple of cones.
Oh.
Triple M is back rocking cricket this summer, and this man is on our team.
What a 100. He deserves one of the gather. Now Brad Haddin has one in Adelaide.
Who had 80 career dismissals against the Poms.
That's gone. Not your bike. Great catch from Brad Haddin.
This summer, there's no doubt he'll be giving them a send-off from the Triple M commentary box. Please welcome Brad Haddin.
Absolutely, Brad Haddin. Welcome not only to the Rush Hour, but more importantly, the Triple M family.
Thanks, boys. It's going to be exciting summer, especially the style Triple M's going to call this exciting Ashes series.
A bit of fun and a bit of serious stuff, I reckon. It's a good team. Mark Taylor, of course, Fujitsu.
Australia's favourite air.
Yeah, Lord Ian Botham. And then you got Brayshaw. He'll think you'll run it, of course. Mark Howard, and you got Greg Blewett and Brad Haddon, as we said, Merv Hughes. So awesome, good, fine cricketers there. And you'll have a bit of fun with it too, I reckon, Hads.
Yeah, I reckon we will. We've got Mark Taylor, as you said, who'll lead the show. But you've got BP Botham, and he's going to give us a good look and a good insight into what this England team are about, especially now that Ben Stokes is here. It's sort of livened everything up a little bit. It looked a little bit vanilla, that squad. But now with Stokes back, it's game on.
How much of an impact can he have? Obviously, he's had the couple of finger surgeries, hasn't had a lot of time with the bat and or ball. How much of an impact can he have on the series?
I think he'll have a huge impact. He's one of those players, whether it be bat or ball, he can contribute to the game. But the other side of that is he makes people around him better. I think Joe Root will really enjoy having him there. He's probably the best cricket brain in the team, Stokes. So for Joe Root to have him there, that's a big bonus. And the Australian crowds are like him too. He's got a bit of presence about him. He's got a little bit of white line fever when he gets across that white line, or even not in the white line, actually in car parks as well. But but he's one of those characters that I think Australia are going to enjoy watching because he's a world-class performer.
Well, he's just like an Aussie, really, isn't he? I think is he New Zealand?
Yeah, he's. Yeah. I think he win after the Ashes, New Zealand Sportsman of the Year. So yeah, they got New Zealand, South Africans. Mate, they'll take whoever they can. The Poms.
The Ashes tour, of course, is coming. It's up and coming. It starts in Brisbane.
Hear it on Triple M.
Absolutely. By the time you get to Boxing Day, though, 80,000 at the G. You've obviously played at the MCG a few times. How is it out there in the cricketing sense? We've done it in the footballing arena, but the crowd, Boxing Day, Bill, the snakes of beers are up everywhere.
Goal after the siren, Brad, from 80 metres out. You're aware of that, or
Bay 13 would have went off, yeah.
Well, I don't know if we had Bay 13, but anyway, yeah, must look forward to that. Everyone wants to play Boxing Day.
Yeah, it is. And Boxing Day is a really special occasion for the crowd. It's always packed. You've got the Bay 13 to get there real early, but by the time the first ball's bowled, you've already had half a dozen kicked out. So it's a real, really good time. And for an Ashes campaign, the theatre just grows. You normally have 25,000 Barmy Army singing, all red face, sunburned from being around the beaches and on the drink through Christmas. But it's a really special time. And it's even more special when the Poms come out. You can see the banter growing in the crowd. So it's great for a player to be a part of. And, yeah, it's one of those moments that you do miss not being able to be involved in a Boxing Day test.
Did the Barmy Army ever go you? Did they ever have a chant just specifically for you?
Oh, mate, I tell you what the problem I found with the Barmy Army. Mate, they were good for the game. That's one of the beauties when you toured the England to get on with the songs. But I remember batting with Mitch Johnson, and oh my gosh, they went hard at Mitch one summer. But I remember batting with him in the middle, and I couldn't get the song out of my head. So he swings it to the left, he swings it to the right, Mitchell Johnson's bowling his. But he's my teammate. I'm looking him in the eye, and I'm singing along with the part. So they're real catchy, the songs.
Is that your favourite memory, obviously, other than winning? Or was it maybe with the ACT Comets? I used to watch him when he played back at the Comets. Oh, he was a star back then.
Mate, I tell you who was a star back then. I was only young, 17, coming into the game. And I don't know if he did me any good, but Merv Hughes' day preparation and the night before, mate, that was a new level. I thought you meant to get your Gatorade in, have your pass the feet, not put two Coronas down your throat and for all the crowd and the bar to cheer.
It didn't really hurt him, did it, the big fella? He still would charge in.
Oh, mate, I tell you, he was really good for the Comets that year. He bowled about 110 Ks that year till we played Victoria. And I remember him saying to me, said, mate, stand back a little bit today. And I was thinking, man, I'm not standing back. You barely got to me the last couple of games. But I tell you what, he was a different bowler when he played Victoria. He was after the great Dean Jones. Ooh. He was after he was after Chuck Berry. Yep. He wanted a piece of Victoria that day, and we're lucky enough to beat him.
They go out in Canberra and
swerve and murmur with the mow out everywhere.
Where would you go in Canberra, fair dinkum? Everything closed at 9.
The Moosehead? Is it the Moosehead?
No, the private bin used to be the go when I was there. Is it private bin heads?
Yeah, it was a private bin, and then straight down to Mooseheads after.
Yeah, there it is, Mooseheads. There we go. Well, we look forward to that, Hads. We look forward to you joining, of course, the Triple M Summer of Cricket team, all kicking off with the Ashes Tour that starts in Brisbane on the 8th of December, then to Adelaide, then the Boxing Day Chess, the SCG, and the Whackout that is all here live and exclusive on Triple M.
Thank you, Hads.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Imagine if everyone was honest, Jim.
Not sure that would work, Bill.
Oh, I just can't wait for this. The best part of the week, I love listening to it when I'm not on here, it is the Triple M family go mad for it, Bill. People just ask, is it made up? Does he put it on? Yep. You can't make this stuff up. It is the idiot file.
No, I'll tell you. It is made up. How do you say it, Joe?
Robert Diplomenico.
There you go. See, Robert Diplomenico. You've got to clap. Had a good day having a few bets, responsible.
Mm-hmm. Watch the horses.
Yeah. What's his name? Incentivise, is it? What's
Incentivise.
They're good people at Carlton Draft. They've looked after you and your pubs as well.
They have, and me personally.
Yes, and they're sponsoring
you know
the show.
That is?
What's that?
Serendipitous. Hey, you're very popular. I don't know if you watch Googlebox.
Gogglebox.
Gogglebox. Who are the Google boxes or Google boxes? I still don't know what
Goggle.
It is. Goggle boxes. Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band?
Gee, it's an expensive drink. Oh, if he gets
caught. You want to go hard. You want to be drinking Verb.
What?
Or Verb, or whatever it is. Maui.
Because all the people over here want to know is what is it like working with the man, the one and only Billy Brownless. Everywhere I get stopped on the street, they want to know, what's it like working with Big Bill?
G'day, Nico. Hi to you all, actually.
Started strong.
A nice start. Is it true to say that his manager is Rich Paul, who is the boyfriend of Adele?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're more up with the pop culture than I am, Bill. I'm not sure where Adele fits into this, but
that's it. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
That's a different song. That's Lionel Richie.
Same singers they are. Which AFL team did Adam Chera play for in 2022? Which team, Willie?
Ash.
Freo.
Oh, no.
But you said did play for, so you stitched him up a bit.
Righto, here we go, Freddie. Which AFL team will Adam Chera play for in 2022? Right, I'll read you a little bit out of the book here. It's beautifully illustrated too. Wake up, sleepy mum. Today is the fate. We need to get ready. It's going to be great. It's time to get moving. I promise to bake. Boom Boo's best dish, cassavala cake. Now, what's cassavala cake, Nick?
Yeah, cassava. It's a.
What's cassava cake, Nick?
You told me you read it, but you didn't read it properly.
Oh, well, I can't. What's bloody cassava?
I'm so glad you stuffed that up.
And Pakistan defeated India, and they don't play each other because they're not allowed to, because there's a bit going on over their days. Know the world graphics, like I.
World graphics,
yes. The boundaries and what happens over there.
Quick one for Fat and his knowledge of the World Cup. What did this mean?
I tell you, I've got a favourite side. The Bangers. Bangladesh. The Bangers, of course. Bangladesh. Which are a very good side side. Bangladesh.
You're thinking about the flamingo, aren't you?
Hey?
You're thinking about pink flamingo, aren't you?
No, not the pink flamingo. The burly Tav.
Not the Tav, Billy. The Pav.
Oh, the Pav. That's right. The pavilion. Where do you go now? The BHP? Sorry, I got the stutters. What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
Oh, no.
Dubai doesn't show the Flintstones, even Flintstones, but Abu Dhabi does.
Oh, no.
God. You butchered every part of that. Oh, that is... 2 weeks ago, that one.
It was last week.
It's 2 weeks. You've played it twice now to make me look like an idiot. Oh, that is serendipitous.
Serendipitous and Abu Dhabi do.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best,
all right,
best teeth in, please.
Now, Bill, yes. I had a bit of a pickle on the weekend. I found myself in a pickle.
What happened?
Well, I went out to Living Legends as a part of the work for the Spring Carnival, and I got to meet a retired superstar. So they're doing the whole cliche, was a retired superstar with a retired superstar. And I
was hoping he wasn't going.
I got to go out and see Fields of Omar, of course, the Cox Plate winner, two-time Cox Plate winner.
Yep.
And I went out there, I got the photos, did the ones, walked around the paddock in
had
the casual clothes.
Had your mask
clothes.
On, well done.
Had my mask on.
Had black on, which is good when you...
Well, this is the little, and black is my go-to attire, but I thought it may have been a bit slimming. But what brought me undone
what
during
happened?
These photos, there was a bit of breeze, oh. And I was walking the horse up into the breeze,
yes.
And sort of made my clothes stick a little bit more to my body.
Oh.
And as you can see here in the photos that I've presented to you, I got sent the photos for approval, and I said...
which one's Fields of Omar?
Couple of big horses, no doubt about that. And I said, I politely requested something, and I'm not too proud of it, but it happened.
What?
I requested that they may be able to Photoshop my man boobs out of it.
You asked. So you got the photos back.
So if you have a look
on
the
your
left.
Approval, right?
Approval. Yes.
Approval. Oh, no. So you've got it back and you've gone, oh, hang on. What's going on here? Me old man boobs, old Phil Nicholson. You've gone, I'm not happy with them. You asked to get de-babbed.
That's exactly right. I think is the official term. So if you have a look, we'll get the picture up on the socials.
Oh,
but on
Daisy.
The left is the before, on the right is the after. And
you can't
I officially stooped low enough to request that for my own vanity that my boobs be removed.
That is very vain. You shouldn't tell people this. It's very nice you brought it out to the public, but I wouldn't have said a word.
No, well, I've just
we would have got the second pick and go, oh, yeah, he's looking all right. That's all right. But that is, look, you can see the boobs there. You need a bra. And then the second one, you're actually looking all right. So well done to you, Dave.
No, thank you, Bill. And
well done for bringing that out into the open. That's look, what we like. We're all open here.
Just had to get it off my chest.
Ah! Speaking of that.
Yes.
I have a question for you and you, Rabs.
Yes.
Someone asked me this yesterday, and I couldn't answer him. And it's for you and the Rush Hour listeners. Ring now if you got the answer.
1-3-3-5-3.
That'll be good later. Why do men have nipples? That's a good question. I've got no answers, have I? Why do they have nipples, men?
I don't know.
We know why females do, for feeding and things like that, of course. Mm. Why do men have nipples?
Why do you have fingertips?
No, don't go down. Oh, this is a question you got to ask. We might make a segment out of it next week, and we'll get them to ring in, the Rush Hour family.
Righto.
You got anything off the top?
Nothing.
We've got nipples?
Nothing that comes to mind, probably the fact that it's only half a chromosome either way, whether you're a man or a girl, so.
Well, that's not a great answer.
And you asked the question, you pondered one to me.
And the question to you and to Rabs and all males out there, really, why do men have nipples?
Well, and I came up with an answer of somewhat and you weren't too happy with it. So I've jumped on the Google machine and it says, the answer for the most part is fairly simple. Men have nipples because nipples develop in the womb before embryos become distinctly male or female. So by the time the Y chromosome kicks in to distinguish a fetus as male, the nipples have already secured their place.
So we're all females.
Well, we're all...
In the womb, we're all females, obviously, and then...
Well, we're a blank canvas until the...
No, we're not, because everyone's got nipples, you said.
Yeah, but downstairs as well.
I'm confused.
Great
Should
as
have
well.
Just taken me word for it, Pat.
Oh, I know.
For the first time in 3 months, the supercars are back on track this weekend.
Redco Supercars Championship.
As he prepares for 4 straight weekends of racing in Sydney, please welcome Jake the Snake, Jake Kostecki.
Ah, Jake the Snake, thank you very much for coming back to the Rush Hour, especially after what was dished up to you last time by our very own Billy Brownless.
How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car?
Yeah,
but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
Right, and the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there? face with the snake.
What a line of questioning is
How
this?
How are you going with the female side of things, Jake? G'day, Jake. It's Billy. Great to have you back on board. I don't know what happened there. I was tired and emotional. I'm sorry about that. But how are you, mate? Because, of course, you grew up in Perth, and then I think we spoke to you the last time you're living up in the Gold Coast, and now you're coming to Melbourne to live.
Yeah, g'day, Billy. Thanks for having me back. There was a little bit of an intro there. Yeah, it's exactly right. I've signed a new deal for next year, so I'll be coming to what the Victorians say, the greatest state there is.
Yeah, well, the greatest lockdown state, but we're open now, mate, so look out. So have you had a good look around Melbourne? Do you know where you'll be living? Will you be out the west? Will you go across the Westgate Bridge and live west, or are you an inner city man? Where do you think?
Well, I'm not too sure at the moment. I'd say, what do they call it, around the bay or something like that?
Yeah,
Albert Park, Bayside, lovely there. That'll be a pretty good indication, Bill, of how well he's going, and it's a multi-year deal. So just keep an eye out for the postcard, whether it is a Toorak TOO or a Turretin TOO.
Well, he's gone from the Holden to the Mustang, Jakey. That sounds all right.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. It's I've driven the same supercar Holden for a while now, so I'm looking forward to getting in a pony and seeing what it can do.
You've had 3 months off. There's been no racing. We see you've been karting. You've had 3 top 10 finishes. But the thing that we liked even more about that, you had a couple of trips into the stewards' room. What did you do?
I made an appearance back in a go-kart, and I found myself in the stewards' room twice, arguing in the karting court. But, it was good fun. I went down with my brother and my cousin to Emerald, and we got a tent. We were staying in a tent at the track and just had it fun like the good old days.
What do you actually have to go in for the stewards room? Just a general chit-chat about you're not happy with how people are racing around you? Do you get called in? Do you get summoned?
Oh, so I went down the inside of a guy and then I lost him. I lost him and he was complaining about it.
How has it been? Because we asked you this question last time.
And again.
So stop, start, yeah, in the car. But what's it been like outside the car for a young, up-and-coming supercar driver?
Yeah, heaps of running outside the car. just trying to stay focused with my training and all of that because, we're not doing a whole lot of racing because of all the restrictions. So it's made it a little bit hard, but... Yeah, as we can see with all of the vaccines and all of that, it looks quite promising. So hopefully we can get back to a norm quite soon with all the racing and get back into it.
The final race is the big one, the Bathurst 1000. That's going from 30 November to 5 December. Surely they're going to pack up Billy's favourite spot, Mount Panorama.
Bathurst.
Billy can't say that one if you didn't catch on to that one, Snaker. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm stoked for that. It's should be a good one. We've struggled to get the crowd there the last couple of years. They haven't been allowed, so they're going to be allowed there this year. So it'll be pretty cool to have them all there and cheering on. And it's obviously a massive event with the whole town getting involved. And long race or anything can happen. So hopefully we get some good results and some big points.
Anything else, Bill? You've got to.
I think he's going okay. He's only a young boy. He's focused. But he's going to come to Melbourne, so we've got to find a spot for him to live in Melbourne town. So maybe around, as he said, Bayside or South Yarra would be nice for Jakey, I reckon.
We might just have to get him under the wing and take him for a night out at the Bight. Jakey, all the best with the upcoming races, mate, at the Sydney Motorsport Park and then finishing off the year at Bathurst. Good luck to you. Good luck with the move next year, and we'll catch you around town.
Yeah, thanks for that, guys. I'll chat to you soon.
Righto, Snakey.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Last Saturday night, days, I went out and I'd had a couple. I was pissed, to be honest, and I was out the front of this nightclub, and my mate runs it, okay? So I rang him up, and I said, how do you get into the club? He said, there should be a knob on the door. I said, yeah, that's the bloke who won't let me in. Did you get it?
There's a knock on the door.
The security guard.
Yeah, that's it. Ah, Bill, oh, you're boy. Back in town, I think.
Yeah. What? You have, just... you got, have you got another one?
No.
Okay, well. Like, yeah.
I was going to do one, but we won't. That's anyway, it's
we're
been
finishing the
good
show
day.
With that. That's okay. That's the exclamation good. Mark on this great show. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. More from you, Fat. You need to lift.
Yes, we do.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.